Oh my God. I am like so busy. I work two jobs. I have two cats to take care of. I have to maintain a social life, make time for self-care like bubble baths and face masks and shit. And I don't know like how I even have time to sleep. Am I right? No, shut the fuck up, Carol. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today, I am introducing you to Carol. Carol is that friend that isn't a great friend. She's our inner shit talker. She's my alter ego. She is everything I don't want to be. And I have her in my life to give you guys examples of all of these different scenarios. So that was Carol that you just heard in the intro. Let's jump in. Oh, I am so excited to talk to you guys about coping with overwhelm and introducing you to my girl, Carol. She is going to be hanging out with us for the rest of time because she makes a great example of who we do not want to be. So, when I'm chatting with my girl, Carol, I'm like, "Carol, I haven't seen you in forever. How are you? What is new?" And she goes, "Girl, I am busy." And what I hear in my head is, "Girl, I'm important." Literally, anytime someone tells me how busy they are, I just think, "Yeah, I hear you. You're important. You're wanted. You are needed. I get it. You're Carol. You are a badass. You don't have to tell me." Because I see it as, okay, here we go. Carol's bragging again. Oh, yep, her son's in baseball. Yeah, her work is a little wild, and she's got to hold it all together. She's the only one who can manage everybody. She's the only one everyone listens to and respects. And, her husband, oh man, don't even get me started on him. He's busy too. He travels and he's gone. And Carol has to take care of the house by herself. And, they have all those pets and those kids and they're all in sports. And she had never has a moment to breathe or pee alone, let alone sleep, We all know this person. I could tell you right now, you think about the last person that you had any sort of small talk with, and I can almost guarantee they said that they were busy. Because in today's society, I'm busy translates to I'm important and I'm wanted and I'm needed. And we need to know that the people asking us how we are know how important we are. Think about it like this. If you're struggling to understand why people want to brag about being busy, why do we do this? In the past, if you were wealthy, you were likely born into that wealth and power, right? Like, that was how it worked. It was kind of a family thing. And now, you work your way to that status and you publicly parade how much work you do to get to that status, right? Like I talk about it. I talk about how proud I am for working my way up, but we associate with being busy as working our way up the social ladder, working our way up to a higher status of level of importance, busyness, right? So we embrace this sense of busy as if it's a really great thing. It means we're going places, we're doing things. Girl, I wasn't born with money. I had to work for it, right? That like women empowerment, that really fierce attitude. And we take that to the next fucking level by just talking about how busy we are rather than doing the work. We amp it up. We make it sound like, yeah, like I haven't slept in 3 days because I'm working so hard and look at me go and do all this stuff because I'm so busy, right? And we make it sound like it's the dream. But is it? So, how do we cope with it? We have to start with seeing overwhelm in a new light. So, what is overwhelm? It's not some sort of flaw or defect, which I think increases our anxiety about it and makes us more tense and stressed out because we think it's something wrong with us personally. Well, I'm sure Carol could deal with this just fine, right? We see it as something wrong with us rather than what it is, which is simply having a lot on our plates at once, feeling like there's more tasks to be done than there is time in the day. So what do we do about it? We can see it in a new light. We can choose to see this sense of busy, this sense of overwhelm with gratitude. If you're overwhelmed from work, awesome. It means you have a job. If you're overwhelmed from your kids or your spouse, great. It means you have a family. If you're overwhelmed by overstimulation, where my introvert's at, awesome. It means that you can see, hear, feel. These are all things that other people don't have and they would kill for. We see our busy, overwhelming lives as such a negative thing. If only I had more time. If only I had a partner to help me in all of this. If only. Well, I want to challenge you to this. If only you had more gratitude for all of those things. Because if you could see them with gratitude and be grateful that you are busy, that you aren't unemployed, sitting at home watching Netflix until your internet is shut off because you can't pay the bills, that's a reason to be grateful for the job that keeps you busy, that causes you some overwhelm. Same with your family. If your family keeps you busy, keeps you going, first of all, what do you think you signed up for? I'm not a mom, but I know that my family chased me around like crazy when I was growing up, and they were all about it, and they had their own shit going on, but they still did it. This is a small part of your life to chase your kiddos around. Make time for it. Be grateful that you have that. There are people out there who can't have that, who don't have that, who will never have that. Turn it into gratitude. The next step after you start seeing you're overwhelmed with more gratitude, I want you to start small. Look, guys, I procrastinate like a mother effer when I'm overwhelmed because I just don't know where to start, right? Like there's so much to do. I don't know what to do first. So I start small. I know myself well enough to empty the dishwasher, grab a snack, run a quick errand, go pick up laundry detergent. You know, like I'm not going to tackle sitting down and recording a new podcast. I'm not going to tackle starting my new health and fitness group. I'm not going to tackle this big project if I'm feeling overwhelmed. I need to start small. I need to clean up the kitchen. Maybe I'll just empty the dishwasher quick, load it. That's a 5-minute task, but it gives me that sense of accomplishment to give me the energy to take on something a little bit bigger, or grabbing a snack just to clear my mind because my stomach's growling. I haven't eaten. I'm going to be hangry. Anything I do in that time when I'm not feeling good and taking care of my body and listening to my body is going to be shit. Whatever task I try to complete is going to be done with minimal effort, minimal energy. It's not going to be what I want it to be. So I'm going to listen to my body. I'm going to slow my roll and know that everything will get done. I'll just start small and work my way up to those bigger tasks. And last but not least, if you are feeling overwhelmed, you need to ask for help. I think my very first podcast episode was about asking for help, and this is huge, guys. I know it's hard. Trust me, I get it. I hate asking for help. I should say I'm in recovery from hating asking for help because I'm learning how to. But it can be one small thing. Like I'm cleaning the house. I'm kind of a bit of a clean freak, neat freak, like things how I want them, recovering control freak. So something small like vacuuming. Derek cannot possibly fuck that up, right? So I will ask for help. I'll delegate something small. I'm not going to tell him how to clean the toilets first first day on the job here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to start something small where he, I know he knows how to vacuum and he is more than willing to help me out, but he also knows don't fucking clean without me. If you are any Friends fans here, because if I am literally Monica and Chandler, like Chandler cleans the house and then Ross is like, what did you do? And then he's freaking out that Monica's going to be mad because he cleaned. Yeah, I am Monica. Asking for help where you can, whether it's a coworker, a friend, your spouse, get your kids involved, whatever it might be, delegating is going to be huge in reducing your feelings of overwhelm. Guys, just don't be a Carol. Don't be that busybody who brags about how busy they are all the time. Be grateful that you have this sense of overwhelm. See it in a new light. Ask for help when you can and start small. I believe in you. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. I have loved chatting with you today. I hope you find this helpful. If you do, take a screenshot, tag me over on Instagram at The Anxious Therapist. I would love to hear what you thought of today's episode. Share it with a friend who you think could benefit, and we will see you back here so soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.